Good morning. It's 8 minutes past eight. This is The Breakfast Club with Nick Rado on Roddy's More FM. Very pleased to be joined in studio by Karen McMillan. It's book club. I love book club because, Karen, you always bring in fantastic books. This week's no exception.
Well, I've got a couple of fantastic crime novels by New Zealand authors too.
Right.
So, yeah, real talent, yeah?
Yeah. You don't associate crime novels with New Zealand authors.
But you can do these days.
Right.
There's so many good crime writers in New Zealand.
Yeah.
So it's quite astounding when you actually start delving into it. We've got so much good talent.
Great. Fantastic. So the first book, Three Dogs, Two Murders and a Cat. I love it.
So Rodney Strong is a New Zealand author, as I said, and he mainly does cosy mysteries. So in the opening pages, the reader learns that Nicolette Briggs doesn't do humans, but she does do animals, which is a good thing because she's an animal detective in Wellington.
Okay.
Yeah, so she investigates missing pets and cases of animal cruelty.
Mm.
Her latest case is a case of a poisoned cat, but then human bodies actually start showing up, and before she knows, she's smack bang in the middle of two murder investigations.
What's a cosy mystery?
Cosy mystery is like when you're not going to be, it's not going to be blood and gore and horror. It's going to be kind of a bit more gentle.
Yeah, nice.
With humour running through it. You can tell by the title it's going to be a bit humorous, can't you?
Rita Vegas. So that's the title of the book?
Yeah, so Patricia Donovan, she's another really talented author. Mm. She's one of these authors, though, she's done everything. She's done historical novels, dystopian novels, now she's doing a crime novel.
Mm.
Sarita Vegas is the central character in this novel, and she's exploring two murders that are 5 years apart. So the first murder, she's working in Wellington, and she discovers this dead body.
Mm.
Even though she's just a civilian, she starts investigating it for reasons you'll find when you read the novel, and she puts herself in grave risk.
Yeah.
So 5 years on, she's getting away from corporate life at the Serenity Centre in Cambodia.
Wow.
But hey, I tell you what, it's anything but serene there when another dead body turns up.
Oh,
so Patricia really knows how to write a tense novel.
Yeah.
So this is thought-provoking, a little bit more serious than the first novel I was talking about, but just a really page-turning, gripping read.
So is this one of those ones where you sort of have to put it down to think about it?
Yeah, one of those kind of reads.
Like you go, you've just read it and you're like, going, wow, and it stays with you a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. So two very different crime novels, but it just shows you the diversity of what our writers are doing in New Zealand.
And talk us through what you're up to at the minute, what's been happening with you.
It's all just very busy with Elastic Island Adventures.
Yes.
And we've spoken before, there's a competition where you can win a trip to Fiji.
Oh, that's so good.
Salt Plantation Island Resort, like, you know, just a $5,000 holiday there. Amazing. And all you got to do is buy a book and enter online at plantationisland.com/win and you're in the draw.
Yeah, each book you buy is one entry.
Yes, that's correct.
You can enter many times, which
is worth it. Actually 10 books in the series now, so there's 8 books that are all standalone for children that are 7 to 12.
Yeah.
There's a picture book for preschool children, and there's a baking book for the whole family.
Oh, so that one even goes...
The Quokka Logic and Baking book will put you in as well.
Mate. Thank you so much, Karen McMillan. If you want to win those books, by the way, 0800 MORE 889. Give us a call now. 0800 MORE 889, and those books are yours. You know those big water tanks around, Rodney? Like, how do you get rid of them if you have to get rid of them? And can you recycle them? These are big questions that I want to put to Steve from Vision Plastics next. Apparently it's possible. We talk to Steve next on Rodney's More. Good morning.
Maybe I'm just